Cuba, and much more. Today is Thursday, September 21, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel signed in New York the Treaty for the Conservation and Sustainable Use of Marine Biodiversity Beyond Jurisdictional Waters. In a message published on the social network, the president emphasized Cuba's signing of the treaty, aware of the imperative need for this instrument, one of the most important negotiated during this century, to enter into force as soon as possible. Later, Díaz-Canel added that the treaty represents a historic fact and an achievement made by developing countries. For Cuba, it was an honor to have assumed the coordination of the 134 member countries of the G77 during the last and decisive session of the Conference on Marine Biodiversity, he wrote in his message. The new international treaty was approved last March 4 by the delegates of the Intergovernmental Conference on Marine Biodiversity in areas beyond national jurisdiction, as the culmination of negotiations that began in 2004. Cuban Deputy Industry Minister Ernesto Cedeño said on Wednesday that his sector is recovering while making progress in a gradual transformation. The official made those statements to the Granma newspaper prior to the industry ministry's rendering of accounts before the National People's Power Assembly in December. He noted that reporting to Parliament must be a deep, transparent exercise based on the accurate analysis of objective realities, tangible results, and efficiencies. In this regard, the Ministry of Industry has taken actions to ensure the quality of the exercise. It is looked at from within, with the eyes of lawmakers, sector managers, workers, and the people in general, the official stated. He added that some companies are more committed than others, with more industrial culture, but in general, there is a lot of commitment, despite the low salaries and the lack of raw materials, which are the most serious problems. The National Ballet of Cuba, under the general direction of Yensai Valdez, continues its cycle of conferences in tribute to the 75th anniversary of the prestigious company, the largest in Cuba. An Encounter with Dance, Technique, Expression, and Styles is the title of the didactic program, which will be given by dance historian Miguel Cabrera. This way of paying tribute to the National Ballet of Cuba and, at the same time, this feedback on the teaching of the art of dance is a constant work of the company. For decades, the institution promotes these activities in order to offer the art of ballet to all the people of Cuba, as well as the knowledge to better appreciate it through an idea conceived by Alicia Alonso. After the overwhelming success and more than $1 billion at the U.S. box office, the film Barbie also generates expectations in the Cuban film industry that is awaiting the public's reaction for its premiere in the capital. The film, by director Greta Gerwig, will be screened at the Central Riviera Movie Theater in Havana, as announced by the Cuba Cine website. The screening in Havana of the long-awaited Pink Fury will take place this weekend in the usual showing at 5 p.m. local time. The world premiere of Barbie in July took by surprise lovers of cinema and the famous doll, who were expecting a story similar to that of the animated films. According to the publication on the Cuba Cine site, Gerwig gives us a Barbie that questions her identity in a perfect society, more than a feminist film, as the conservative of the Northern Nation classified it. It is a production in a certain light way, which leads to reflection on how the imbalances of American society affect its inhabitants. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.